We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
You're watching Hannah Montana?
Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. And she's my favorite.
Are you crying?
Yes, Hannah Montana is my hero. I love her so, so much. And this is the only time she's going to be in town, and now I'll never get to see her. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
Okay. It's a party in Southwest Florida. And it's going to be a party in Bloomington tomorrow when the Hoosier football team arrives home after the beatdown on Ohio State. It's the weekend, everybody. Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Good Friday!
Come back out of the Twilight Zone. Faith loves it. Said, oh my gosh, I love this. Anti-Buckeye Grow Blue Guy says, thank baby Jesus. I thought I was late. Thought I missed Miley.
No, no. And 239 says, got my Black Cherry White Claw ready for Miley Cyrus. Let's do it!
It's the perfect beverage to go along with that song.
You know, I agree with your assessment.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. White Claw and Miley Cyrus. Yeah, yeah.
The Black Cherry White Claw specifically.
Sure.
Going to have one tonight, I bet. You, right, Chris?
I don't know.
Why? You?
I don't know. My wife was giving me mixed signals today.
What does that mean?
Well, last night I sat out. Outside because it was a lovely evening Southwest Florida.
Delightful.
And I watched the Thursday night football games on my TV outside.
College
and pro.
Right.
Watching, you know, flip back and forth.
Right.
She got a little irritated because I was about six. I do the Fort Myers Brewery seltzers now.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
Okay.
Less sugar, meaning less chance of a hangover the following
day. Is that what that means?
Yeah, the sugar in the White Claws, it gives me a raging headache the day after.
Oh, okay.
Not good.
All right.
But she was a little perturbed that I was drinking, so she said, well, let's just not drink Friday. I don't know. So I don't know.
Oh, she wanted to hone in on your Thursday.
She wanted to drink with me last night, and she started talking, and I kind of was like, you know, I don't care right now.
And when you say she was giving you mixed signals, you just flat out pissed her off.
I pissed her off. Yes, that's exactly.
Was it
correct.
Still a little frosty in the house this morning?
No, it's fine this morning. I apologized.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
You felt that an apology was necessary?
Well, no.
Did she want to watch a show with you?
No, she just wanted to talk, and I didn't want to really. So I kind of just—I was a bleep hole about it.
Wow.
Which is fine. I feel like everybody's okay being a bleep hole every once in a while. But I apologized, and then I said, "See how easy that is to do." Take notes.
Oh, is she the type that it takes the act of Congress to apologize for her wrongdoing?
No, she'll apologize. The apology is always followed by a but.
I'm sorry, but you were a
pain
in the ass,
which is not an apology in my book. That's not you taking responsibility. That's you just trying to move the target off of your back and put it on my back.
Okay. Okay. Okay, there's some there. That's interesting. See, I never have a disagreement with my wife to the point where I'm an ass. Like, almost never in 30 years.
That's fair.
Maybe that's why it's gone 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
even one, one?
I mean, that doesn't mean we haven't disagreed, but I'm not an ass about it. To her, why would I be?
I don't think I was an ass. I was just short and basically said I don't care about – I don't even remember. It was something stupid
I don't
to
care
talk
about your
too.
Opinion is ass territory.
Did you ever do any like maybe not yell and scream and just say
– Oh, I don't yell or scream.
I got to walk out. I got to leave for a few minutes. I got to walk out of the house.
Yeah, that doesn't go over well in my house.
Yeah.
I've said before.
Silent
I'm just going to go for a
silent
drive.
Treatment.
That doesn't work. That escalates.
So normally you're drinking nights are Tuesday and Friday, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but now that football season, it's Tuesdays, it's Fridays, and it's morphed into this
Wednesday,
Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday thing as well. So really Wednesday's my off day.
Okay. All right. At a tidy 12 minutes past the hour on a 5 o'clock hour on a Friday, time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples.
All right, got a little breaking news out of college football. Saturday's and my game is gone. Oh, Washington State and Stanford game is being canceled. No, I'm sorry. Washington State's good to play against Stanford. They're going to go to the airport. I'm reading an old tape. Scratch that. This is a terrible start right here. NBA free agency gets underway in 48 minutes. The Raptors are going to start the season in Tampa. Miami coach Manny Diaz has COVID. So does Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. That was almost, a terrible start.
Almost like Chris's drinking started earlier.
Washington State's bus was headed to the airport. Yes. The Huskies, Cougars bus was headed to the airport. Got a phone call. They had a turnaround. The flight was canceled. Stanford's actually trying to get a game together for somebody for tomorrow, if you can believe that. The odds-on favorite, possibly Colorado, but... So that's a new record, 17 games impacted this week.
And trying to put a game on the schedule less than 24 hours out is just insane to me.
And I do think, you know, the big ultra test is going to be in college and pros after Thanksgiving Day weekend. When you figure on average, let's be honest about the situation.
There are going to be mini spreaders.
At least 12 family members per player in the NFL. Multiply that but times 32 teams and 53. We'll see.
Yeah.
So, remember, got to go back a few months, but a lot of colleges, they're ending their semesters this week.
Right.
They moved it up because they didn't want to have to deal with the flu season in December. So, I think college football will actually be in a better spot post-Thanksgiving than they are now.
Yeah, that's fair. But the NFL is the big test.
NFL will be a big test. I agree with you on that one, but you don't have all those college kids on campus anymore after this week. So I actually think the college numbers will go down.
Yeah, and but, you know, here at Florida Gulf Coast, I thought the original plan was to wrap up by Thanksgiving, but I don't think that's the case anymore. And in fact, I believe the president of Florida Gulf Coast actually told its student body, if you can, don't go home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Just stay here and live on the campus.
Yeah.
Enjoy the four-day weekend or whatever it is, and don't go home and spread it and then bring it back. Look, these are mini super spreaders at every Thanksgiving table. It is. And it's going to be not just the NFL. I'm going to be curious to see what the numbers are statewide, countrywide, the whole deal.
That's why it's canceled.
See, now you busted my chops because I suggested we cancel Halloween. Now – you're okay, like you. Thanksgiving is tapped out.
I'm not okay with it. But
what are you
it's
doing
just,
for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to two Thanksgivings.
Super spreader, Chris.
You do that every year.
You know, we'll just see you January 1, then. Just take 2 weeks off after Thanksgiving, and we'll take it from there. You're going to catch the Rona.
Deal.
Now,
don't go.
Explain this to me. This is just coming out. So Pitt and Virginia Tech will reportedly wear masks while playing tomorrow. Temple in East Carolina, and they're playing in Temple, will not be required to wear a mask while playing in tomorrow's game.
They're playing in a temple?
No, they're playing a temple outside of Philadelphia. I mean, I don't get it. How is that possible?
I don't know.
The governor's office has said in Pennsylvania that the Steelers don't have an exemption, so there's some serious mixed messaging going on.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Now, so they wouldn't have to wear them when they're actually playing, or yes? I mean, when they're like making plays?
Yeah, when they're on the field, yes.
I'm going to tell you, as part of my annual physical last spring, it was in the spring, so we were rolling into the COVID. I did a treadmill stress test, just standard procedure. They asked me to wear a mask. I was gasping for air. I couldn't breathe with a mask. You're running there with your mouth open and the mask getting sucked into your mouth. You can't breathe.
Now the University of Pittsburgh, this just coming out, says to provide further clarity, this is University of Pittsburgh, Pitt football student athletes will be outfitted with game face coverings throughout the game. However, they will not be required to have the coverings pulled up while in the midst of play to prevent the impairment of breathing. Such usage of face coverings during competition will be in compliance with Section 3 of the Secretary of Health's face covering order. Now, after the play is over, they're going to have to cover up as they go back to the huddle and then uncover once the play is snapped. I mean, this is just bizarre to me. I'm out of sight. Do not tell me that this stuff is going to help. Please. Either you have it or you don't.
I have some good news.
Yeah.
2020 is over in 41 days.
Oh, thank God for that.
It is over. Let's get this over. AJB with a text. I would like to propose an upgrade to the Friday 5 o'clock song.
No. Motion denied.
For the holiday season, only right. Since the holidays are party time, can we please insert Kiss, Rock and Roll
I love
all
that song.
Night,
I love Kiss.
Party every day.
No, I think Miley.
I like the song, but this is a tradition like no other. You don't ask Augusta National to change tradition.
No,
especially
we don't
with the new
that.
Open now and everything. I just, it's not going
to
happen. It's
that's
not going
to happen.
The people would riot. In Southwest Florida, if we change that song at 5 o'clock.
Look, I mean, it's my call. We're not changing it.
I mean, we got some nasty controversy on the few. Remember when Chris was taking like every Friday off
yeah.
and Rick Church was
what
in here?
What are you talking about?
And he
every
was playing,
Friday
he
off.
He was playing his own music, and it did not go well. People were very upset. Very upset.
Some were.
Lots were. Text line was filled up.
Yeah.
All right. I believe you were going to treat us to a college football quiz.
Yeah, it's a good one. You like
By
this
way,
one.
It's my heads up, Chris. Quiz music.
I picked up on the subtle.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of quiz is this, by
college
the way?
College football.
College football?
Mm-hmm.
It's individual, team, historic. What kind of quiz we got here?
We'll just have to wait and see.
All right. The time is now.
This is a quiz.
All right, since most conferences, boys, have a few games under their belts, let's dive into the offensive explosion across Division I this year. As things stand entering the weekend, nine Division I schools are currently averaging at least 45 points per game. So, today, can you name those nine schools? I'll give you a bonus if you can name the two programs averaging more than 50 points a game. Go!
Alabama's one.
Alabama is third on the list at 47.2 points
so
per game.
So averaging over 40?
Over 40.
Over 40, and there's two averaging over 50.
Ohio State.
Ohio State is also on that list at number five at 46.3 points per game. So we have Alabama and Ohio State so far. We have seven more to go.
Utah!
No.
Like they haven't played yet.
They haven't played
yet.
A game
yet. They're playing tomorrow
night.
They're
averaging 0 points.
Okay, well, what if they roll 40 tomorrow?
Down to 54%. Right.
Pac-12, I don't think there's a Pac-12, Craig. I think Wisconsin's probably on that list, though.
Wisconsin is on that list. They are fourth at 47 points.
I'm going to go to the ACC and go to North Carolina.
Yeah, Tar Heels.
No.
Just a hair under, probably.
Clemson.
Yes, they are eighth at 45.4 points per game.
Slackers. Let's see here. 40.
Florida.
Yes.
Go Gators.
Florida and 45.8 points per game. So you guys have how many?
Played a lot. I don't know if they could have averaged. Are these just Power Fives?
Yep.
Okay. So
no, just Division One. All Division One.
Oh, let's throw Memphis on the board.
Wrong.
No.
You put Memphis on everything.
Because they score.
Last year they did.
Yeah. All right. How about same conference, though? Anybody in there?
Yeah.
South Florida, Central Florida?
No.
No.
Central Florida, maybe?
No.
SMU?
No.
Is there anybody in the AAC?
No.
Okay, there you go. Is there an independent on that list?
Yes.
Is it BYU?
Yes.
Yes.
BYU is ninth at 45.3 points per game, soon to be in the college football playoff.
So Boise State!
No.
No. How many
so
are
you
missing?
You have Alabama, you have Wisconsin.
We need three more.
You have Ohio State. You have Florida. You have Clemson and
Oklahoma.
You have BYU. You have six. You need three more.
Yeah,
Oklahoma.
You gave me Oklahoma stat earlier when you chastised my pick of Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
We got two more.
Yeah, two more.
So if Oklahoma's there, I'll go to the rivalry and go Texas.
No.
Ooh. Sugar plums.
To save you further embarrassment, it is the two remaining are also the two teams averaging over 50 points per game.
Oh, the bonus
and
round.
And they are not a Power 5 conference.
Is one a MAC school?
Possibly.
Is it?
Maybe both are MAC schools.
Is it,
maybe not.
Is it Kent State?
Kent State is number one at 52.7 points, and we've won a lot of shekels on them.
Are
so
they?
They're number one.
Is the other one a MAC school?
Is Houston
possibly
on the list?
Houston is not on the list.
I think I've narrowed. I've narrowed the field right here. Who just Toledo or Western Michigan? I'm going to go Western Michigan.
Western Michigan is number two.
Yeah.
Came up on the text.
Wow.
Yeah, at 50.3. So the list goes number one, Kent State, 52.7. Number two, Western Michigan, 50.3. Alabama is third at 47.2. Wisconsin is fourth at 47. Number 5, Ohio State, 46.3. 6, Oklahoma, 46.1. Florida, 7th, 45.8. Clemson at 8, 45.4. And number 9, BYU, 45.3.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. Nice Buckeye quiz. Had them both on the text line. Way to go, Buckeye.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
By the way, Buckeye, you will not be scoring a lot tomorrow. Just throwing it out there.
Ohio State
What's
fans.
Not a lot?
We're
under 40.
We're in the same boat
sandwich
this
bet.
Weekend.
Can we sandwich bet that?
I got enough going on with the IU.
You don't have
Michigan.
Anything going on.
I got
on.
Enough going on with the IU Ohio State game. I don't need to be doing other side bets. I've turned it down all week long. Everybody and their brother wants to bet me on this
points.
Game.
Put Skittles on their Hoosiers money line. What's that money line?
Ooh, let's check.
Plus 500?
That's a good question. Hang on.
That's worth the wait. Hold on. Stand by.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Should be up. I've had this set up all
you
day.
You should absolutely money line your
oh,
team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
tomorrow.
Why not? If you're gonna
1,000%.
About $1,000.
Push your chips to the center of the table. Why not? What does it hurt?
Let's see. They may not have it for this, but
it's just a game.
Oh,
it's,
okay. Plus 600 for Indiana.
I love it, Craig.
Minus 1,000 for Ohio State on the money line.
Turn a G into six.
Whew. $10 goes.
You know what?
$10 into 600.
You're starting to buy your boat all of a sudden with that
down payment.
Yeah, you're getting there. That's what I'm saying, though. You're getting closer.
Yeah.
And if you win one of those every month, you can fuel your boat.
It has happened. It's not. It's
right,
not.
Now, a, it's not give me a marina slip.
Yeah, you got to get a slip.
Yeah, in water or dry dock. I don't know.
Who was a baseball game we had a couple of years ago that the underdog was minus plus
no,
seven?
That was this year.
It was six.
It was.
Was it
no,
the Marlins?
It was two years ago.
It was
no,
the Marlins, wasn't
no,
it?
It was Houston.
It was the Marlins, I think.
No,
they were six.
No,
plus
because there
700.
Was,
it was Houston.
It was Houston.
I know it was Houston.
So
yeah,
it was the Tigers.
It was the Tigers.
It was the Tigers
was
and the
Tigers.
Astros.
It was like plus 700 for
and the Tigers won it. It was the
yes.
greatest upset
yes.
betting
it was like
wise
plus
in baseball
750
history.
Or something
the
like that.
The biggest upset in Major League Baseball in like the last 25 years.
Yep.
Great stat.
Take it to my Tigers.
Take Indiana plus the 600.
Sure. All right. I'll put a G on it.
If you put five on it, $5, you get 30 back.
Mm. All right.
I mean,
I'll think about it. All right.
Well, you're so confident.
All I said so far in this, you know what? Fine.
Help me help you spend your money.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
It's the easiest bet I've ever made for you.
Thank you.
What would you do without us? How would you survive?
We've
turned you into a degenerate.
I'd have lower blood pressure for sure.
Oh,
coming up. Harry Caray will have his picks and thoughts going into the weekend.
He's going to have to give a pick on Indiana and Ohio State, too.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. As we're getting ready to watch all these games, people, make sure you get every game you want. Call our friends at Axis Satellite. And they not only can get you your DirecTV and Dish Network or whatever you want, they can hook it up for you. You don't have to mess with that. You don't have to climb on a ladder. You don't have to find the satellite in outer space and line it all up. They do all that for you at Axis Satellite. And then, boy, do they make it look good on the inside. Have you ever walked into a sports bar or a restaurant or a casino around here and marveled at all the TVs and the surround sound and all that? Chances are Axis Satellite did it. They could do the same thing for you and your man cave, your family room, wherever you got your important TV, and make everything look fantastic. A one-stop shop for all your audiovisual needs. It's Axis Satellite, a local company here in Southwest Florida. Call them up at 239-997-2947. That's 239-997-2947. Or better yet, check them out ahead of time at their website, axissatellite.com. That's axissatellite.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We are 28 minutes away from NBA free agency. Again, this used to be a fun thing. It was always July 1, midnight, Woj bombs the night before.
To 3 p.m. or 4 p.m.
Yeah. Now it's all kind of quiet out there. So
I've been watching college football.
Yep. All right. It is bottom of the hour, 5 o'clock hour on a Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to say hello to Harry Carey. What's up, Harry?
Harry.
Hey guys, how's it going on a Friday afternoon?
It's fantastic. Yeah, how are you doing?
I've been better, guys.
What's wrong?
I'm still trying to pick up the pieces of my broken soul from that stinking DeAndre Hopkins last Sunday evening.
Yeah, that was tough. Hail Mary. Hail Murray, they're calling it.
Ah, I'm really getting tired of being on the other side of these plays that are miracles and Hail Marys. Those are supposed to be like once in a lifetime. I've seen too many. We've had enough.
Well, you're a miracle in yourself, Harry.
Oh, thanks, Pete. I appreciate that. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Are we off next Friday?
Yeah. Can you call us at 5:30 on Wednesday?
Yeah, I think I can. As long as... So I was going to talk about Thanksgiving. Why don't we say that till next week?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, unless that was your material for today, you could go ahead and you could use it. But, it's your call.
I don't have any material, guys. I'm just calling. We wing it every week.
Okay, fair enough.
I still have to say, I forgot to tell you guys last week. I've been coming out of a bit of a debt. I was in a pretty good place financially a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Not so much now.
Oh, yeah? Skittles?
What happened?
Hey, Pete!
Yeah?
You remember when you gave your double century ultimate lock of the eternity Michigan on the road against Indiana?
I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I literally bet the entire farm, and I've been paying off debt. I'm going to have to chop off fingers and toes. I'm in a tough situation.
I'm sorry. How could I help?
You screwed him.
It's all right. It's not the first time I've had fingers and toes chopped off. I'll find my way out of it.
Yeah.
Well, and they just grow back anyway, like a starfish.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Like Tyson, I'm bitten a man's ear off on many an occasion to get out of a tough jam. I'm not scared. I'm going to be able to jam back. I got plenty of time to recoup.
What do you think of Craig's Indiana Hoosiers this week against Ohio State?
Well, they already screwed you once on the Michigan bet. I mean, it's 20 and a half Ohio State here. What do you think?
Well, that's a good question, Craig. I've been quite intrigued by Indiana. They've never been much of a football school. You know that?
I've heard that, yes.
Well, I got a question for you, Craig.
Okay.
Do you actually know they call the Indiana Hoosiers?
Yes.
Do you actually know what a Hoosier is?
They said it was an old saying back in the day when they were looking for people. Who's there? Who's there? I don't know. No, I don't have a good answer for you, to be honest with you.
Well, that's actually the right answer. I'm trying to look it up. It's just somebody from Indiana.
Yeah, they call people from Indiana Hoosiers. Yes, yep.
In the light of that, I think I'm going to go with the Indiana Hoosier Daddies.
Okay.
I'm going to let the rest of my fingers and toes ride on Indiana. I'm going on the money line. I'm going crazy this week.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Plus 600, Harry. Right. Plus 600.
I only bet three fingers and five toes to win about 750,000.
Yeah, okay.
I think on the strength of the yen, I'm not quite sure, but I just hope that Indiana can get it done this week.
Okay, we'll try. We'll try, Harry. We'll try.
Depending on the strength of the yen.
The yen. First yen reference.
Now guys, yeah. We still got to talk about the rest of our games this week.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
So let's get into it a little bit.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Thank God the Bills are on a bye. Like I said, I'm still picking up the pieces of my broken soul. They're still in the living room.
Yeah.
My little guys helped me pick them up. They didn't quite understand what happened.
No.
They thought that Josh Allen had done the impossible again. And unfortunately, Unfortunately, I had to let them know that the Bills lost.
Oh.
That's such a shame.
That's terrible. A tough one.
That's a tough day.
That being said, hey, Pete.
Yes.
How you feeling about the Patriots game this weekend?
I'm feeling pretty good. They played pretty well the last couple of weeks. No turnovers, and they got Houston's number, and Houston's a mess, and I think the Patriots are going to win. I'll take a point, but I'll say by at least by a touchdown.
I'm kind of confused. There's a bunch of lies I don't understand this week. You got somehow the Colts are favored over the Packers. How the heck are the Patriots only favored by 1.5 over the Texans?
They both suck.
Not true. Well, what do you think the line?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good answer.
I think the Vegas is way off on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I got the Patriots.
Yep.
47. The Texans. 2.
Okay. 37-2.
Loves those
safeties.
Good
thing the line is so tight.
Loves the safeties.
I'll take it.
I think they're going to sneak a safety there. You know me. I love the safety.
Yeah. Love a safety.
Hey, Craig.
Yes, Harry. Yes.
How are you feeling about the Lions game this weekend?
Well, initially I was excited because Christian McCaffrey wasn't going to play for the Panthers, but the entire Lions seem like they're out with Galladay and Swift. They're all out. He's got a concussion. Matthew Stafford, a bad thumb.
Amendola.
Amendola's out. There's nobody to throw the ball to. I am now not feeling good about the Lions.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Craig.
Okay.
It looks like,
my guess.
I don't think Teddy Bridgewater's playing. This game does look like a mass shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And unfortunately for Testicle Festival, I've been waiting for DeAndre Swift to get healthy all year to start as the second running back. And he's already injured.
Testicle Festival.
It's fantasy team.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot. Thank you.
And we're still undefeated. They won again last week. I'm going to let it ride.
Let it ride, baby. Let it ride.
But I got a really good feeling about the Lions this week.
Okay.
That's why I'm going to go Lions. 55.
Uh-huh.
Panthers.
6. 6. 3 safeties or 2 field goals?
3 safeties.
Okay. 3 safeties.
Oh. 3 safeties. Of
course. Okay. Okay. All right. I think they can do it. All right.
Although I do think that the Lions are going to kick a bunch of field goals. They got quite the kicker, you know that?
Yeah, Prater. Good big leg.
And I don't know if you know this. He went to high school just down the street from where y'all studio
yeah,
is.
In Estero.
Yeah, in Estero. I do. Yeah. Yes, we did. Yeah.
That's right. He popped a party or two. I've seen him out at the Gulf Coast Town Center a couple of times. He parties harder than I do.
He does. I hear he does party.
But to each their own, you know.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
How you feeling about the Dolphins game this weekend?
Feel pretty good going to Mile High. I read a stat today that Florida teams at Denver are 10-0 against the spread in the last 10.
Really?
Amazing stat, right?
Fun yes. fact.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Chris. I think you might as well make it 12-0. Because I think Miami is going to clobber Denver enough to win 2 games. I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. 75. Broncos. 9.
75-9. I'm gonna venture a guess that might be the first 75-9 score ever in the NFL.
Ever. Yeah. NFL score bingo. That's a new check off the list.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And I gotta say, I'm still creeped out by John Elway's teeth. I hope they don't show up too much on the broadcast.
Hey, did you know today's the 38th anniversary of the game where Cal beat Stanford and John Elway, the band on the field?
That's right. That was crap to play, you know that? They were flipping the ball all over the place. I feel sorry for that gentleman on the trombone.
Yeah.
He got a whole bunch of chin music.
Yeah. He did. He got smacked.
I feel bad for him, but it was funny. I still laugh every time I see him get smashed in the face.
Chris.
Sorry. Hey.
I'll tell you what, it's shaping up pretty good for the end of the year. That January 3rd tilt with the Dolphins going to the Bills at Orchard Park in January. I think we might have a sandwich bet on our hands. I don't know how it's going to be when we get there. I think that might be for the division.
We might have to watch that game together, Harry.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Chris, if it comes down to that, I'd be more than happy. That'll be a riot.
All right.
We'll put it down in pencil.
Uh-huh.
And as long as your Bills can, you know, maybe scratch out a few wins down the stretch, then that game might mean something.
Oh, I like where your head's at, Chris. I don't agree with you. I think you're going to win at least 4 out of the next 6. But we'll see.
Okay. We'll see.
It'll be close.
All right.
I would not count your proverbial chickens before they hatch. Still might be a third team in there.
I'm a Bills fan, Chris. I'm a Bills fan, Pete. We never count our chickens. No, we haven't even had any chickens in 20 years. Well, guys, we had a few laughs. Looking forward to what you got. And I'm going to wish good luck to everybody this week. You know,
wow.
We got enough to be thankful for. We'll talk about Thanksgiving a little bit more next week.
All right.
Hope you guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Comes with.
Thank you, Harry. Thanks, Harry. All right. That's right. We'll all have him on Wednesday. Goodness. We're off Thursday and Friday next week for Thanksgiving. The Florida Gators are on the road this weekend in Nashville, taking on Vanderbilt. Coverage starts at 11, kickoff at noon. The Florida Gators on 99.3 ESPN, brought to you by the Wilbur Smith Law Firm. As Harry said, what you got next? Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
All right, here we go. Today is November 20th. It is Future Teachers of America Day.
Thank you,
right.
Yes.
To all you future teachers out there.
It is Globally Organized Hug a Runner Day. Yeah, don't hug a runner after he's run, though. That could be nasty. Let's see here. International Stand Up to Bullying Day. I agree with that. And Peanut Butter Fudge Day. How about that? Today in 1985, Windows 1 was released.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Start of a dynasty.
Yeah, it was. 1928, the Boston Gardens opened up there. The Canadians beat the Bruins 1-0, Pete Shepard.
Bad day.
Yeah. In 1942, the NHL abolished regular season overtime until World War II was over.
Huh.
1966, Dallas.
Because of the war?
Well, the war was going on.
Right, I know that.
And
did they change the overtime rule because of the war? Like,
they said it would be that no more overtime until the war is over.
Oh, wow. It's an odd rule change.
It is odd.
No, they didn't have overtime in the NHL for a long time after that because you could get ties back in the day for many decades.
Yeah, but you'd have overtime. It would just be a tie after overtime, right?
No, not initially.
Oh, okay.
The game ended in a tie. It ended in a tie. That was it. Hmm.
In 1966 on this day, Dallas sacked the Pittsburgh quarterbacks, an NFL record, 12 times in one game. In 1969, Brazilian soccer icon Pelé scored his 1,000th goal. Probably took him 1,000 games to do it.
No.
Probably every game was 1-0.
Nope.
That's how I remember soccer.
Nope. He was great for the Cosmos.
1977, Walter Payton rushed for then NFL record 275 yards in one game. That's a lot. And 1985, Don Mattingly was the AL MVP.
Back when soccer was big and they used to play in Foxborough, the name of the New England team was the New England T-Men.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Robert F. Kennedy was born on this day in 1925.
Mm.
Joe Biden was born. He's 78 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He'll be the oldest ever to take office if that's what happens. 1956, Mark Gastineau. 1971, Joey Galloway. And Carlos Boozer, born in 1981.
Wow.
Pete Shepard, what you got?
A couple things. One, once again, want to thank Big 8 Barbecue at 1217 Southeast 47th Terrace, Cape Coral. Unbelievable barbecue today from Big 8 Barbecue. It was off the chart. Once again, second time we've had it. Brisket, pulled pork, sausage, so many accoutrements, all sorts of we had Texas baked beans. We have Kansas City, Carolina, Memphis, and Texas sauces, potato salad.
You can order your Thanksgiving dinner there, but do it by the 24th.
Ridiculous. Tomorrow, little plug for Captain Debbie. Captain Alex Dolinsky will be in the studio with her tomorrow starting at 7 a.m.
Really?
We're talking about negative tides, which is big this week, and cold fronts, and also the water being released, I'm sure, which is...
I saw reports today.
Tea-colored water at Sanibel, I heard.
There are signs of actual red tide sticking their ugly heads where we don't want.
We'll be talking negative tides, cold fronts, and how to change up your strategy when the temperature drops.
All right. Hot. Did the fish know it's cold?
Probably.
You hear that, Deb? Craig wants to know if the fish know it's cold.
Well, aren't fish cold-blooded?
Why don't you ask them?
The fish or Deb?
Why don't you ask why don't you be like Aquaman? Send out your brain with.
I don't know, man.
You look nothing like Jason Momoa.
He does look like the original Super Friends Aquaman.
Wait a minute, I've done P90X. I'm ripped now.
You look nothing like Jason Momoa.
I'm huge.
Drogon.
You would know.
You wish.
He wouldn't know who he was from Game of Thrones.
No, he wouldn't because he started season
six. He never watched
six.
That season.
Yeah.
No, but wasn't he in Aquaman or am I getting my
guess?
Yeah, he was.
See, how about that? Burn!
He was in Game of Thrones before Aquaman.
He got his start in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Well, got hit big in Game of Thrones.
Boy, if he was standing next to that Dinklage guy or whatever.
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, him. Can you imagine this two of them side by side?
Yeah, I mean, he's
were
short.
Were they ever in a scene together?
Actually,
he's a short person.
Yeah,
one guy was huge.
No, they were never beside each other.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
How about an elf?
Almost, because he died.
Oh. Yeah, he died. He died about three seasons before Dinklage teamed up with...
Momoa died?
Yeah. Momoa died.
Dude's got some tats.
Yes, he does.
All right. I'm done here. Chris, what you got?
All right. Year to date, 65-47-2. It's just a hair under 58%. I'm going to give myself 58%.
Round up.
It's like 57.9, somewhere around there. But I've got the whole weekend of games to choose from. I don't love anything tonight. I don't really love anything on Saturday right now. It seems like an odd Saturday to me. But I do love something on Sunday.
Oh?
It's in the color brown.
The Browns?
The Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Laying 2 points against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles could not beat anybody in the NFL right now. I will take a really good running attack with the Cleveland Browns and a decent-ish defense there to get some manufactured pressure on Wentz.
I think Gabe agreed with you earlier, if I remember correctly.
The only thing is history. The Eagles are the only team the Browns have never beaten.
Good. This year seems like the perfect year.
I agree.
For that to change.
I like that pick.
All streaks eventually come to an end, including the 35 years that Indiana has not beaten Ohio State. Streaks come to an end.
Yes, they do.
Yes. Some live on.
But not today.
Or tomorrow.
I'm talking about tomorrow.
So your frame of mind tomorrow at noon, like you're going to get up early?
I'm going to be a little groggy because I'll have just gotten up, probably about 11:45. Shower.
Have some nice breakfast with the first quarter.
Kickoff breakfast. That's how I roll on Saturdays. Exactly. All right, wait, we got any high school football tonight?
Yeah, Palmetto and Charlotte.
Playoffs, right?
Palmetto Ridge and Charlotte High School. Yeah, Palmetto beat Port Charlotte last week, and we'll follow Palmetto Ridge throughout the playoffs.
All right. Everybody have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
And just a 3-day work week next week because we're taking Thursday and Friday off of Thanksgiving.
Two for me.
Oh, jeez. All right. For Chris, who's a part-time employee here, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. God bless America, the world, and go Hoosiers!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.